you are a mama or know a mama, you won't want to miss this show. Today, in recognition of Mother's Day, which is right around the corner, we are going to talk about the astonishingly beautiful way motherhood is shaping you that you might never know. All today on the Own Your Intuition Show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
Welcome.
Simply put, this episode is for the mamas. If you are not a mama, but know and love one, you may want to listen too. If you know other mothers, I hope you send it to the ones in your life. I hope you bookmark it and re-listen when you are in a period where motherhood has you by the throat, as it does to all of us from time to time. Today, in celebration of Mother's Day, we are going to talk about the astonishingly beautiful way motherhood is shaping you that you might never see. I still acutely remember an internal dialogue I had with myself the morning of the day my son was born. I had already been in full-on labor for around 12 hours. My internal speaking went like this: do not move your face in response to other people's words. You cannot afford to lose even that much energy. My son would not be born for another 17 plus hours from that moment. What a humbling and mind-blowing experience it is bringing a child into this world. How it changes you in ways immense and yet almost intangible. When I look back on that woman in labor with her firstborn all those years ago, I see a powerful, capable woman who still truly had no idea of her capacities. I suppose, if I am lucky, I'll think that every few years. But seriously, first of all, how would a person ever know they could bear that much pain and live through it? I remember thinking while I was in labor with my son, how are there so many people in this world? Of course, all that came out of my mouth was actually, this is crazy. It's all I could manage. I was laying stark naked in a birthing pool in the middle of our living room with a ball of a belly in front of me, bearing intense pain, throwing up every few minutes, literally, and then breathing out, this is crazy, every few minutes. I suppose that was my birth ritual, the one they say you're supposed to get in as you get into the flow of your birth. Anyway, it makes me chuckle to think on it now. Every year when my children's birthdays arrive, I love thinking about my experience bringing them into the world. And frequently, I tell them the stories of their births. It's this memory for me, wrapped in unbelievable amounts of physical pain, and yet embedded in such a deep, fierce, powerful, and all-consuming precious love at the same time. Somehow, this memory feels so whole and complete within itself, and so like motherhood. Pain, growth, marvel, love, all wrapped together in one package. Being a mom can be mind-blowingly difficult. And to someone who hasn't experienced it, it's hard to even describe that. You could say the kids were screaming but it still comes out hollow. The words don't quite reflect the physical and emotional intensity of it. I remember a conversation I had with a good male friend of mine after I had my son. We were sitting at my dining room table, and I had just been describing the experience of giving birth to him. And he looked at me with such sincere eyes and said, "I guess I will never know what it feels like to have a baby." He had been listening intently to my experience, and he was conceding on a very real level that he would never truly understand the intensity of what I was describing. I responded to him, no, you won't, ever. Also looking him in the eye, no one could understand the intensity of the experience of giving birth without experiencing it. But also, no man could, ever. Giving birth changed my notions of what it was to be a woman. Pre-childbirth, I always thought, yeah, of course, women are great. After childbirth, now I think women are freaking amazing. It's unbelievable what we are able to sustain, bear, and do. I still remember vividly the first ever extended time away that I had from my kids. My husband took the kids to see his brother. And although I love my brother-in-law and his family, I opted out. I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stay home by myself this time. And that is what I did. It was incredible. It was the first time in 4 years that I had had a real break from the crush of motherhood. My children are pretty close in age, so I had one after another, in a sense. This was also the first time I was alone for an extended period in probably, it had been 6 years. 6 years. My eyes are bugging out just thinking of it. During this time, while they were gone, I wrote, I read, I thought, I processed, I understood. I drank glasses of rosé with friends on the deck of my studio. I ordered food out because I didn't have to cook. Thank goodness. I went to the gym. I swam laps. I shopped. I even had the time and space to develop a whole curriculum for what was then my new one-on-one intuitive development classes. the ones I have been teaching for almost a decade now. But the best thing about all of that, about having that space, was that it caused me to have a whole series of dawning revelations about myself and my life. It even gave me the space to see what my current weaknesses were, the places in my life where I needed a little brush up on my skills, a little honing and development to help me get through parenting two smalls with more grace. But one of the most startling insights I had during that first time away from my family, which I have not forgotten to this day, was that motherhood had seasoned me. And not as in flavored spices, as in beef jerky, tough, and hang dried. But oddly enough, it didn't feel like a bad thing. Without my brood in my presence, I was finally able to see what motherhood had done to me. I was tougher, stronger, more capable, more able to endure and accomplish. The depth of my soul, my connection to it, and my own inner knowing had also grown exponentially, right before my eyes, but also frequently unbeknownst to me. When you are going through motherhood, you are so busy with all of the things that so much of the time you don't really have the time and space to understand the ginormous ways in which you have changed and grown. During that trip, while my family was away, having full access to all of me for the first time in so long was incredibly informative. I was able to notice that I had expanded and grown in ways I would have never fathomed. And frankly, I just couldn't recognize when the family was there because I was too busy, and necessarily so, with my kids. I understood for the first time that I had grown extra limbs, so to speak. Limbs that had helped me take care of the needs of my family without completely losing myself. Because through all of the craziness of having two tiny children, I had kept what was sometimes an almost death grip on my inner being. This kind of white-knuckled, I will not lose her hold, said through gritted teeth and sleep-deprived, dirty hair days that merged one into the next in those early years. A series of deeds and needs and tiny bits of carved out space for breath and myself. And when I suddenly had a change in that and had all of me to myself, extra limbs and all, I couldn't help but marvel. This is true for every mama. Even if you don't have or get the bandwidth or the time to contemplate it and recognize it for yourself. It's a shocking thing what motherhood does to you. And you don't even know it while it's happening. On the outside, it's all, eat in the kitchen, it's your sister's turn, will you please lower your voice? But by sheer necessity, the act of mothering is adding breadth, depth, and strength to your soul in a way that is profound, startling, and undeniable once you look at it. Like my memories of those precious childbirth days, the experience is whole and complete within itself, even if you can't quite notice the changes while they are happening. This experience of mothering continues to add to and strengthen your being. And let's be honest, weaken parts of it too, starting with your pelvic floor, for example. But the whole of it is utterly miraculous. I'm putting this into a podcast because, one, well, Mother's Day is coming. And even if you are listening to this far outside of the time of Mother's Day, there is always time and necessity of recognizing mothers. But more importantly, I'm putting this into a podcast because you might not have the time and space to see it for yourself. You may never, but it's true. From conception until now, you, like me, have been and are being utterly changed by motherhood in a way that would astonish you with its beauty if you could see it. For all that it usually feels like repetitive short orders, don't hit your brother, wipe your hands before you touch the couch, please. It's not. It's miraculous and astounding and creating extra capacities, limbs, and rooms in your own being that add strength to your soul, brawn to your being, and bulk to your depth. I'm sorry that it sucks sometimes for all of us, I have to say. But given the time and space to see it for what it is, it can only be awesome. And if you haven't had the chance to see it for yourself or won't ever get it, trust my words. Motherhood is shaping you in ways that, even despite and including your very worst days, you would be proud to see. It is that rich and ripe. So, though this revelation first came to me many years ago now, I have been aware of it ever since. And when I remember it, I often find myself saying a silent prayer of thanks to my children for being the vehicles that are helping to shape me into this strong, brawny, and deep being. It's a gift only they could have given me, and one that could never be replaced. I'm tearing up just thinking about it. So, Xylus Roy and Adelie Maeve, thank you from the bottom of my heart and the whole of my soul. I love you. Always. And you still can't have unlimited screen time. Sorry. As Mother's Day rolls around again, I would encourage you not just to celebrate yourself and to find whatever way feels good to you to do that, because goodness knows you deserve it. But maybe you also want to take a moment to take stock and recognize how far you've come in your mothering journey, how different you are from the woman you were before you birthed your children or they came into your life. What things have deepened and expanded in you by mothering other souls? How has it added more skills, talents, strengths, insights into the whole of you? I feel certain that it has. sending love to you and yours. Until next time. This is Aimée Cartier. Thanks for listening. Mama, you got this. If you want to know more about me and my work, including my readings and classes, type or click your way over to aimeecartier.com. I've got freebies for you there too, including a download about how to tell if it's really your intuition speaking. It's also available in the show notes. Sending love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.